This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'll be hanging out with those guys, too. I've got a big task with them. I want them to build me a rifle. They got all the parts to do it. So, in about 5 days in a wake-up, I'll be having breakfast with this chap. He is a writer. He is an instructor. He is an activist, and he is Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Pleasure to be here. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the SHOT Show as well. And just to mention, parts for ARs have been dropping in price. I'm seeing specials out there. It's probably never been cheaper to build a rifle than now.
You know, the problem with that, and one of the things I hope to do with this company, is I want to I've never built one. I have never built an AR. And I want to buy. I want to build one, just so I can, you know, knock that off my bucket list. But I'm sort of spoiled because I like nice ARs. So I'm gonna have to have a little chat with those guys about that. But are you looking for anything special to come out of this SHOT Show besides hanging out and having one of the best breakfasts on the planet?
I'm looking at anything special. I'll probably drop by a couple of ammo manufacturers and see what's happening with them, because it's something I've been interested in. And I know that Federal and CCI have cut back a little bit on their number of employees. I don't know how much they may have cut back on production of 22, but that is something I'm probably going to be checking out.
Now, I know Agula has been coming up with 22 ammo a lot here lately. Are they being pushed around by players in the marketplace, or why are they cutting back?
Well, during the 22 bubble, they increased their market share considerably. They were the first of the fair-sized manufacturers because they manufacture down in Mexico. They just ordered more plant and started it going quicker than anybody else. In the U.S., we have far more regulatory problems to go through. So they got their plant online, and I think by my calculations with a couple of years, different conversations with them, they increased their production something like between 80 and 100%, you know, almost doubled
their
production. And most of it, well, the majority of it, goes to the United States, but they produce a tremendous amount of ammo for Central and South American market as well. But I think the majority of their ammo goes to the U.S. just because we're such a big consumer overall. So they have gotten a bigger market share, and everybody has gotten somewhat bigger. CCI and Federal's market share has been the highest. I would say the overall absolute numbers that they're selling is more, but I'm not sure their market share is the same or maybe a little bit smaller. And, you know, these are tightly controlled numbers. Nobody is just going to give you a number on what their market share is. You have to deduce it.
Really?
From other stuff. Oh, yeah.
Well, is that like...
I'll tell you just how much they're producing precisely.
Is there, what's the reason
because
for that?
It's a potential competitive advantage for the competitors to know that number. So anyway, my speculation is that, Aguila did a considerable good job at increasing their market share. But the total numbers probably went up 20% during the bubble. I mean,
right.
In terms of, how much? I believe it went from about a consumption of about $4 billion a year, and now it's probably right about $5 billion a year. So you know, you can take a billion rounds a year and cut it up several ways and increase most people's production. I also heard. Now this was an insider, not for attribution, that at least one plant in the U.S. had been trying to get regulatory, you know, trying to increase their production for like 5 or 6 years, but just couldn't get the regulatory measures through.
Right.
Well, and that's exactly the type of thing that, you know, President Trump's talking about, but why we aren't making as much stuff here anymore. You know, when somebody in another country, in this case, Mexico, is able to just essentially say, hey, we want to build more plant, and local government says, go for it, and they spend a million or a couple million bucks to buy new machinery, and they're then producing what people want before people in the U.S. even get their first iteration of regulatory paperwork through.
Right. Huh.
And so the U.S. company loses some market share.
Right. Okay. So, that's interesting. I had never thought of that in that context before. So, I'm going to be having dinner, I think, with Aguila. I'm going to ask them about that. I'm not going to tell them who told me, though.
Yeah, ask them. They were very willing to talk to me a couple years ago. I talked to their chief engineer for a while, and I forget his name right off, but he was really quite willing to talk, more so than most, about how
right.
much they'd increase their production.
Okay. You were talking about 22. I know that here recently I've been hearing a lot of people say, well, I love your 22 whenever I'm hanging out with the people at Aguila. I have mutual friends of theirs, so we have dinner once or twice whenever
we're there. And they've been willing to innovate and go places that other people weren't interested. You know, they had their Super Colibri, you know, basically a CB cap. That's a little bit, that's just really, I think it's 350 feet per second. So just a little more than a BB gun, really.
Right.
And very, very quiet. And they're super subsonic, 60 grain, 22 long rifle round, which no one else produces a 22 rifle with a bullet that heavy. So they, you know, they're an innovative company. I'm not saying they're the absolute best. I don't want to throw that out there. I'm just saying they're innovative. They're willing to compete, and they took market share.
Right.
During the 22 bubble.
Okay. I hear you. Good. That's the part that I find very, very interesting. So,
let's see. You know, something else that's been going on in Texas is these court cases about...
Before you lift off on that, we're coming up on the first break. Let's talk about where they can find your stuff, because next week he's going to be finding a whole bunch of stuff to write about, you know, maybe we'll get in some trouble. I don't know. But, Dean, you can find the work of Dean Weingarten. You can find him at Ammoland.com, where he's got well over 1,000 articles, at TruthAboutGuns.com, where he's got well over 1,000 articles, right at 2,500 articles combined out there, all of them timeless, all of them still applicable today as the day they were written. Go check them out. Go check out his written word, and we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. I am talking to Dean Weingarten, and he was about to get real interesting here about Texas and everything. So why don't you go ahead and feel free to go ahead and go that way, sir?
Well, I recently wrote an article about just an absolutely fascinating case in Texas. In 2015, which is like 3 years ago now, the Texas legislature passed an open carry bill, which activists in Texas had been working on for quite a while. And part of that bill was to put some teeth into preventing local governments from banning guns in certain places. Basically, it was getting rid of a number of gun-free zones. And one of those was just about all public buildings. And what the law said is, well, there's exceptions to that. You can't carry a gun into a courthouse or a courtroom or offices of the court. Well, a couple of jurisdictions wrote to the Attorney General, Ken Paxton, and said, well, we've got these multiplex, multiple-use buildings that have got the assessor's office, they've got the treasurer's office, they've got justice of the peace, they've got these other things. And they also have a courtroom in there and offices of the court. So does premises of a court mean we can just ban guns in the whole complex? And Ken Paxton, the Attorney General, wrote a very well-reasoned opinion, actually two of them, and he said, well, you have to go by what your best indication of what the legislature meant was. And he writes, I think it was a several-page opinion, and essentially says, since premises means either building or part of a building, they wouldn't have put in part of the building if they just blanketly meant the entire building. So if it's a multi-use building, you can't just ban guns, or you can only ban guns in the actual rooms used by the court, which makes sense to me. But many small jurisdictions, or not necessarily small, more leftist-oriented jurisdictions, didn't like it.
Right.
Part of the provisions of the law was that you could, if you saw a jurisdiction that was violating the law, you could write to the AG and say, hey, these people are violating the law. Would you go after them? Would you investigate them and prosecute them if necessary? So an activist, Terry Holcomb, wrote to several counties, one of them being Waller County, and said, because they investigated and found they had signage on the doors preventing people from carrying in their multiplexes. So he said, hey, you guys are breaking the law. You have to take those signs down because it's against the law for you to prevent people from carrying in these areas which aren't courts or courtrooms. But what happened was extraordinary. Waller County sued him for complaining. They filed a lawsuit against him.
Okay.
The activist, not the Attorney General. And it went to the courts, and the Texas, Association of County Judges and County Commissioners actually filed an amicus brief to the court saying, yeah, you should sue this guy because we don't want him to be reporting us to the Attorney General because we don't want to have to do what we think what the Attorney General says we should do. And it went – now, Holcomb appealed the case, and it went to the Texas Court of Appeals in 2017. And because the court case wasn't brought until 2016, okay? And then it went to the Texas Court of Appeals in 2017, and in March of 2018, the appeals court said, you guys can't do this. There's no way. You can't sue a citizen simply for complaining to you and telling you to follow the law. I mean, it violates the Texas Constitution, it violates Texas statutes, and it violates the First Amendment of the federal constitution. And so Waller County then appealed that decision to the Texas Supreme Court. So they just doubled down. And the Supreme Court said, no, we're not hearing it. Pay the court costs and fees of Terry Holcomb. And the only thing that the district court that made the first decision, I think a bad decision, is supposed to do is decide how much he's supposed to get paid, you know, and
right.
get rid of all of the lawsuit. Well, I talked to him a few days ago, and they haven't paid him yet, but he said that his lawyers tell him this is not unusual, the wheels of justice turn slowly, and that it hasn't, his case has not got on the docket yet, so it hasn't been heard by the case. But clearly, they are going to have to pay him, and it's amazing to me that the court, that he had to go all the way up to the Texas Supreme Court for the Texas Supreme Court to tell these people, you can't just sue a citizen who complains to you. And, you know, I mean, now what's going to happen, there's another court case, there's several court cases where Ken Paxton, the attorney general in Texas, has taken lawsuits against counties and cities that refuse to take these signs down from these government complexes that have courts in them. So, and none of those cases have been decided yet. But just, I think, a couple weeks ago, he asked the court in Travis County, where Austin is located, that's the capital, Texas is Austin,
right.
That they should be, they pay the fines, because the law says if they don't follow, if they keep these signs up, if they refuse to follow the law, they can be fined $1,500 a day. So in Austin's cases, it's been 500 days since you first sent them a letter. So that's about $750,000.
Let's go ahead and start levying those fines. Let's do that, yeah.
But it hasn't happened yet. I mean, the court hasn't said you have to pay yet. So
it's
still kind of up in the air. None of these cases. I mean, here we are 3 years later, and those cases have still not finished yet. It shows how slow the judicial system in the U.S. is.
We're coming up on the break. That was quite entertaining just to think about that. Talking to Dean Weingarten as he relates the stuff that he's looking at. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting FAA Administrator Daniel Elwell insists that public safety is a top priority of his organization.
We have worked tirelessly to take a more proactive, data-driven approach to oversight that instills a safety above all else culture at the FAA.
Elwell is in the hot seat as senators are looking at airline safety amid the ongoing controversy surrounding Boeing. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas says the traveling public must be able to trust the airline industry.
Trust of the flying public in the safety of the aircraft they step onto. Trust of our regulatory bodies in the quality and truthfulness of the data and certifications provided and performed by industry.
At the White House on Wednesday, President Trump awards the Medal of Honor to U.S. soldier Travis Atkins, who died while shielding his comrades in Iraq. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're in the glide path. Well, no, we're not even on the tarmac. We're going to get on the tarmac very shortly, but we are in the final moments before we head off to SHOT Show, which is, do you even fly, Dean, do you just drive?
No, I'm close enough. I just drive up.
Cool.
It's only about a 6-hour drive from Yuma.
Yeah. So I have thought about driving out there, but I don't want to do it. South Carolina.
So. No, I wouldn't recommend it. For me, it works.
I gotcha.
Yeah, there's another court case that I'm looking at that doesn't have anything to do with Texas.
Okay.
It's in Virginia. And in this court case, a foreign student who is a Chinese national had done some amazing things. He actually was able to go online. He had a student visa in the U.S. His name is Yongsong Zhao. I'm probably mispronouncing it, but that's how I read it.
Right.
And he was interested in guns. Well, he's a young guy. He was 18, 19. And so he looked online, and he found the Virginia gun laws, which are voluminous and labyrinthine. You know, they take a lot of reading to figure out exactly what's going on. But he actually researched them and found out that it was legal for him to buy a rifle, an AR-15, but because of the complexity of the law, because he was not a U.S. citizen or legal resident, he couldn't put a 30-round magazine into the rifle.
Okay.
He could own a 30-round magazine, but he couldn't insert it in the rifle. I know that just sounds stupid, but it's the way the law is written there. And it was only for people who were not legal residents. And he just had a student visa. So he bought a rifle. It came with a couple 30-round magazines.
Right.
He traded those in at the gun store for a sling and bought some 20-round magazines.
Can he still get are those
he had
okay?
The rifle for a while. He was going to university. He stored it in their, you know, gun room or armory or whatever they have at the university, which was all legal.
Right.
And he went to the range. Well, for some reason, there were a couple of reasons. Virginia Tech is the college we're talking about, and they had that horrible mass killing there a few years ago.
Right.
And so maybe they're a little sensitive about a foreign national and guns. And apparently they were watching him. And they had an undercover officer follow him to a range, which he went to a buddy, and he fired this rifle at the range. Well, the officer said that at some point he had put a 30-round magazine in the gun. But they didn't arrest him at that time. They arrested him a few days later. And when they searched his belongings, they didn't come up with anything but 20-round magazines. And the guy at the who was with him had done a video on his phone of him firing the rifle, and you could count the number of rounds he fired, and when it got to 20, he took the magazine out and put another magazine in. Well, they arrested him on this charge of having a rifle with a 30-round magazine inserted.
Right.
And he was held in custody for almost 8 months before it comes to trial. And when it comes to trial, the judge hears the evidence and dismisses the case. He says, this is ridiculous. Oh, I'll add this other little detail. The undercover officer who claimed he inserted a 30-round magazine, when the judge asked him, well, you had a cell phone, why didn't you just record so we could hear that there were 30 rounds or we'd get a better picture of the magazine?
Right.
He said, well, right after I reported by text that I was there, the cell phone battery went dead and I couldn't do it.
Oh.
And the judge said, I don't believe it, and dismissed the case. But he'd been in custody for almost 8 months at that point. This is the type of thing you think of happening in the old Soviet Union or in China today.
Yeah.
So during that period when he was in custody, I mean, I think it was the first day or two after he was arrested, they searched his, I guess he had lodgings of some kind. Maybe he was in a dorm at the university. And they found a knife with a blade of more than 5 inches. So they held proceedings to expel him from the college for breaking a rule that said he couldn't possess a knife with more than a 5-inch blade without their permission.
Was that a rule?
Because he was in custody, he couldn't easily defend himself, and so he got expelled from the school almost immediately upon being arrested. And so once he gets this charges on the rifle charges dropped, they keep him in custody on immigration charges because he no longer has a student visa because he's not a student. So
okay.
He stays in custody for about another month contemplating whether he can apply for asylum or sue or whatever. And finally he says, I'm just tired of being in custody all this time. At this he's now 20 years old, and he goes back to China. Now, that just seems bizarre.
Yeah.
I mean, think of this. And from what I understand, in most of the colleges and universities, it is now against the rules for you to possess a knife on campus. I'm not talking about carrying it with you. I mean possessing it in your dorm room. It's illegal for you to possess a knife on campus. I mean, to me, that is bizarre, strange. How and Virginia Tech is a land grant college. It gets,
right.
It has a big ROTC contingent. It gets plenty of money from the federal and state government. And yet, they're able to get all that money while having these rules in place that are totally against the whole idea of self-defense or the Second Amendment. I find that very weird, but it shows you how far these universities and colleges have gone in the last 30 or 40 years.
That is one of the most twisted tales I've ever heard in my life. And where is that published anywhere?
Well, if you go to these are rules. The night things are rules. I know that that was the case in Texas A&M when my daughter went to school there. And Texas A&M is one of the more conservative schools around. She went to school there, oh gosh, about 20 years ago. And I was appalled that part of their rules for their dorms was you couldn't have knives. And if Texas A&M has, I guarantee you, a lot of other schools have it.
Yeah.
Some schools now are getting, having rules forced on them which allow some students to be able to exercise Second Amendment rights on campus. There's an organization called Students for Concealed Carry on Campus.
Right.
That's working hard on that, and they've had some success.
We're coming up on the break.
You're not allowed to have knives.
Yeah, well, that was. One, I'm glad I never went to school, I'll be honest with you. Talking to Dean Weingarten, coming up on the last break, and when we get back, we'll finish this up. You can find him at Ammoland.com and TheTruthAboutGuns.com, and next week you'll find him in Las Vegas. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to, well, we have been talking to Dean Weingarten. Next time Dean and I speak, it'll be, hey, will you pass me the butter? So what would you like to leave
us
with?
Well, I will be looking forward to seeing you at the SHOT Show, of course.
Yes, yes.
And that's going to be great. It's always fun. If anybody has a chance to attend, and it's for industry people only, so it is somewhat limited, but, you know, a number of people do come. I think it's, what, 60, 70,000 show up at the SHOT Show roughly each year?
Yeah, 75, 80,
it's
something like that. I don't know.
Large amounts of crowds, and it is fascinating to see all of the equipment and guns and ammunition. And it's a wonderful place to get information and stories, and I'm sure we'll get them there.
Right.
But I wanted to, you know, make a point about this young Chinese student.
Okay.
Was it, you have, I mean, think about this. You're held in custody for 8 months on a charge that is subsequently dropped. But while you're in custody, your student visa is taken away on charges that you possessed a knife in your room. I mean, this, I find it so ludicrous, so insane, that I have to wonder if maybe there were some other circumstances. Maybe, you know, somebody in the State Department thought this guy was not all on the up and up. Maybe he's not really 18 or 19 or 20. But I suspect he is. I mean, I've looked at the pictures. He seems like a very young man. I just don't want to have to believe in really complicated conspiracies to make me think that our government is really that insane about its paranoia over foreign students.
Well, now, but this happened in Virginia, though.
You know,
this happened
to you or I in slightly different circumstances.
Yeah. But it happened in Virginia. And, you know, Virginia is sort of a weird state now. I would have thought
it
Virginia
is.
Would have been as red a state as possible, but it's purple.
Well, you've had huge numbers of people flock to the all the suburbs around D.C.
Right.
And the real estate costs there are sky high, and they're, I think, something like 8 or 9 of the most highest-priced, richest counties are in that area right around D.C. because there's a lot of money that flows through D.C. It's very, very simple. But I also have been listening a little bit to the AG nominee, William Barr, and I found an exchange about him on C-SPAN where the Senator John Cornyn from Texas asked him about his views on the Second Amendment. And probably the most interesting thing in his response was he said that he had written an opinion to the office, Office of the Legislative Council, OLG, I believe it's called.
Right.
OLC, excuse me. And stating, and this would have been back around 89, 90, 91. I haven't found that memo yet. But he said that in that memo, he had made the determination that the Second Amendment was an individual right at that time in an official memo from the president's office. And that would have been, you know, about 18 years before Heller.
Right.
So if he came to the decision that the Second Amendment was an individual right 18 years before Heller, that's a pretty good indication that he may be a reasonably good attorney general. So it's
sounds
not
like a
absolute,
good sign to me.
And from what I've seen of him, he's very bright and he's very good at answering questions to leave himself out here and there so that he's not really bound by them all that much.
Right.
But I think there's at least a chance he's not an anti-Second Amendment type. But in a confirmation hearing, you know, people are going to say things to get confirmed. And he's a brilliant, everything I've read about him, he's an absolutely brilliant lawyer. He's spent his life being very careful with his words.
Right.
So, you know, we probably can't depend on his carefully chosen words as being indicative of how his future actions may be. But at least he didn't come out with a Ruth Bader Ginsburg opinion. Well, the Second Amendment is old, so we shouldn't pay attention to it.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, if you read what she said about the Second Amendment, she basically said, well, it was only really effective or useful when the country was real young, so we don't need to pay attention to it anymore. Well,
she's beginning to look like she's going to be on the Constitution generally. Yeah, she's beginning to look like she's going to be less and less of a factor here very shortly, I think.
Well, she canceled 2 scheduled appearances.
Yep.
Just in the last day or two.
She's ailing, and I mean, I take no great pleasure in her not feeling well and her health declining. I just find it interesting that
I actually wrote a prayer for her and published it on AMOLAT. So to say, hey, we're better than wishing for her demise or harm to befall her. In the prayer I said, I hope you humble your heart and come to God and realize all the errors you've made in your life.
Right.
Oh.
That's all you can do.
It went over pretty well.
Yeah, that's all you can do. But I mean,
I didn't say that, you know, she should stay on the court the next 10 years, but
yeah.
I'd love to see her admit her errors and humble her heart and get right with Jesus.
Well, she's become a celebrity. I did not realize Supreme Court justices. I mean, I was in Asheville, North Carolina, and I went into this one shop, and they had these T-shirts of her head, like the Che Guevara T-shirt.
Yeah, you know? It says, Notorious R.
RBG.
RBG?
Yeah. RBG, yeah.
Yeah, red, blue, green, right?
Right. Notorious RBG.
I've read some of her thoughts and opinions, and, you know, she's not stupid, but her legal reasoning is, well, it's just straight progressivism. It's, you know, I will justify what I want to justify and figure out a way to do it.
Right. So,
and the idea that, you know, because the document is old, we don't pay attention to it anymore, doesn't make any sense. If you have an old contract, do you then say it's not valid anymore?
Well, that's what you would say. No. Well, not as long as it's the valid contract, I would think, right? So.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's had a time limit on it.
Right.
And, of course, the Constitution has a means described inside the contract of how to alter it, called the amendment process. So I tell, you know, people who want to disarm the public in America, well, go ahead, submit an amendment, you know, repeal the Second Amendment. I think they have a hard time doing it, but that's
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of them. I'm not afraid of them going and going into a constitutional convention. I think that scares them to death because they would lose that, and they know they would lose that. But anyway, we're about to run out of time.
I think they would.
Yeah, we're about to run out of time. Dean, go look up pictures of Dean. And if you're in SHOT Show in Vegas and you see Dean walking around, go up there and tell him you like what he writes, that you like what he writes at Amaland, that you like what he writes at Truth About Guns, and definitely tell him he is a radio star. And thank you for joining me,
well,
sir. I'll see you in Vegas.
Well, that's very kind of you, Bill. I enjoyed being on your show.
Yes, sir. I'll see you in a few days. And we'll be back the following Monday, going to be gone for the rest of this week and all of next week. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.